Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. Yeah, it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for the Whole Health Initiative with Dr. Holly. With more degrees than a thermometer, Dr. Holly's PhDs include psychology, natural medicine, herbal medicine, nutrition, and Ayurveda. She's a scientist, professional speaker, and the author of over 20 books. She also sees and works with energy, and she's here to help you achieve complete optimum health. Please welcome Dr. Holly back to News for the Soul.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Wednesday's show. And welcome to February. And it's Dr. Holly with the Whole Health Initiative. And we're, as usual, going to start with GARD. I'm saying as usual. We haven't had usual for a long time. This whole COVID nonsense has really disrupted everything, including the show. Hopefully it hasn't disrupted your life too much, although especially from some of the questions it has, but we will get there. Last week we did a repeat because I was at a business meeting. Which is usually the fourth week of every month. I'm at a business meeting, so Nicole does repeats for us. But prior to that, I think I did a whole session on COVID again and the politics of medicine and all that kind of crap. I'm getting so tired of this stuff. I don't know if you are as well, but man, I mean, I've been teaching since last March, so this is now coming up a year, how much nonsense this is. However, what we were working at doing was spending the first few minutes of each program talking about gardens, because we have been saying for 5 years, grow your own food, get rid of those grass yards that have absolutely no benefit whatsoever to you. Put in berries and trees and fruits and vegetables, and you'll be a lot more productive, not only because that's healthier food. You are feeding it. You know what you're feeding it. And, of course, we say 90 to 98% of what you get in any kind of grocery store is artificial and or toxic. So we want real food, real nutrition, real good health in our bodies. So I encourage everybody to start growing their own foods. I have absolutely no grass anymore, which I just love. I don't have to mow it. I don't have to do anything with it. But I do have tons of gardens. So even if you don't want to grow just for your own benefit because it's healthier, nutrient-dense food, think of the challenges that the food banks are having, whether it's Salvation Armies or whatever is utilized in your area. We can grow a tremendous amount of food that we can help support those programs during this chaotic time. So two good reasons to grow your own food. Now, point being, what did we do with our gardens? Well, if you haven't been following along, or even if you have but didn't do anything to prepare your gardens in the fall, you can still work at growing your gardens. So just very briefly, preparing your gardens. I'm in Vancouver, BC, Canada, so I have a very mild but certainly northern climate. And so I tell you what I do. And you have to accommodate it, do your own research for wherever you are in the world. So right now we're running between about 1 and 8 degrees Celsius. What I do to winter prepare my gardens for spring and summer growth and fall growth, I've put in the what's called green manure. That's all the leftovers from your kitchen, the healthy vegetable fruit leftovers from the kitchen, as well as all the greenery that you've cut back from your gardens, as well as stuff that may not have prospered, if you want, in the way that you wanted, so your harvesting wasn't what you wanted. So all that kind of goes into a composting. Now, I have a revolving composting so that I don't have to shovel the compost in a box or what have you. I just have one of those big round black bins that's on a stand, and it rotates. And I make sure I have good worms in there to do all the composting for me. So that's the first layer that went into all the raised gardens. Then the next layer was organic horse manure, then organic cow manure, organic chicken manure, and then all my organic rabbit treasures. If you do it in that way, green than horse, cow, chicken, and rabbit, assuming that you've got all of those. If you don't, well, you compensate whichever way you want. But each layer helps to compost the layer below it. So you end up with a really phenomenal soil, which for most things does a great job on harvesting. Now, not everything wants that kind of a rich soil. So we do have areas that are more sandy, and we have areas that either have more drainage or less drainage. I try to accommodate all the different types of growth for the spring, summer, and fall, but that's basically what I do. So you get a different type of microbial in each of those manures, and each helps benefit the one below it. I did a lot of research trying to figure out which one should go on top of which one, and I may be wrong, but that's what I came up with, and it certainly works for us. As I think I've told people before, we had to buy a whole new freezer last year just to accommodate, even though we were giving food away left, right, and center, not only to the food banks, but all my clients went home with bags of fruits and vegetables and what have you, canned and frozen. We did just an amazing amount. So it is very, very beneficial. If you haven't done that in the fall, you can still do that at this point. It's still cold enough, still wet enough, I think, in a lot of regions, that will help. But you might want to go into your nursery or friendly nursery stores. I'm sure they can all help you determine what it is you need to do. On top of that, when I actually go to plant stuff, I do use an organic soil. Okay, I want my food to be as organic, as rich in minerals, nutrients, polyphenols, all the rest of it, as I can. We work through, you know, the different types of kitchen formulas you can use to protect your harvesting, your produce, your gardens from different types of bugs, atmospheric stuff, what have you. We'll go over what to plant at what times, again, as we maneuver through. Now, also remember, we've done a number of programs on what you can grow on your windowsill during the winter, particularly herbs. Oregano, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. It sounds like the old song. But you can also do a variety of lettuces and even cherry tomatoes, depending on whether you have a southern exposure or not. So we've done programs on that. You want to go back and look at that. In addition, what I like to promote is the perennial vegetables. All I can do is a little work as possible. I'm working enough as it is. So perennial vegetables include things like kale and leeks, garlic, Brussels sprouts, beets. I didn't put asparagus in there. You do one planting of asparagus. You have to let it go for the first year, sometimes 2 years. It produces a lot of male variants. And then after that, you've got like 20 years of it producing the female variants that you want. So that's a really big thing for us throughout the year. We will go over stuff like that as we maneuver through. But right now, while you're waiting, I don't know if any of you have started the early stuff. If you get charts from your area, what to start inside, what to start outside, what to start when it's, you know, what degree weather you need to start different things. And we've started doing all our sprouting. But in the real cold, dark winter months, don't forget, you can also do your sprouting. There's so many different types of seeds that you can sprout, the most popular being the alfalfa, the fenugreek, and the broccoli. But that sprouting you can put into, whether it's your salads, for me is what I use it for everything, because we have salads every night. But you can also put it into other things like omelets and sandwiches and smoothies and what have you. So please focus on healthy, healthy food. Your body needs your immune system. Some people will argue your immune system is the most fundamental base of your entire system. And, of course, most of your immune system is in your gut, and your gut is what metabolizes all the nutrients, sends it through the body, so that predominantly, or first off, to the liver, so the liver can maneuver over 500 functions to support every other system and organ in your body. And you've probably heard this 1,000 times, so we won't keep going on and on and on about it. But just know you want good, healthy food. If you're listening to this program, I'm sure you already know that. Okay, so that's it for the garden, and Nicole will be posting that on the site. Now, as we have said, we have done so many sessions on, around, about COVID, about the vaccine, about the interaction with the 5G, sorry, not the vaccine, the virus, the interaction with the 5G. We've looked at it from a political perspective. We've looked at it from the testing, the PCR perspective. We've looked at it from the vaccination, all the different components of the vaccinations that have already been patented and researched, and this was long, long prepared, from components of it. And we've done so much on that. Oh, please, let's just do something else. So, being we haven't done questions for the last 2 weeks, I suggested that we might just focus on questions. I'm not sure at this point. I did write notes on all the questions and sent them to Nicole and asked, do you want to post this? I don't know if she's going to post that or not. You'll have to wait and see because I don't know either yet. Let's start with the first question. Now, these questions come from, like I say, several weeks ago. So we have to take that into consideration. I apologize to people who have been waiting to hear answers, but let's get some of them done. We've got Anthony in Boston. Why are the government sending stimulus checks and keeping healthy people at home instead of investing in ventilators and health improvements? Something feels awful. I think, personally, there's a huge amount of stuff that's really off. And I would like to believe the alternative news that we get that it is coming to the forefront. Now, many have said the war has been won. And they're not just talking about the war on the virus, but rather the political war. They're saying that this is all just a pantomime to help Democrats figure out how corrupt the swamp is. The Republicans already get that. Of course, we're focusing on the U.S. at this point. Many are saying that Trump will come back and get reinstated with the old Constitution, the original one, before it was changed into a corporation under the Queen, that the U.S. of America, Inc., i.e. Incorporated, has been bankrupted, and all the Democratic role-playing right now in the U.S. is just an utter farce. Is being utilized for a variety of different reasons, i.e. to help others, if you want, come to a realization with as little collateral damage as possible, as they all say. Now, when you look at one particular one, say, for instance, the Mayor Cuomo of New York, political heads in California that are so corrupt and so misguided, it is amazing that anyone pays attention to them anyways. But many are saying, again, that they should be hung for their crimes. So, when it comes to news, it is really difficult. There are so many layers and layers and layers. We've known for a long time about fake medicine. Now we're learning that 90% of our news is fake news. 90% of the news I thought was just the U.S. I found out U.S. and Canada. Then I found out, no, it's around the world. 90% of news is owned by six people. And they are infiltrated with the CCP, which has been given obviously a real bad name. It's been infiltrated with all kinds of other issues with the Democrats and whatnot. So what you hear on your CBC, NBC, ABC, whatever, is fake news. And we know certainly from a medical perspective, I belong to a group of over 70,000 scientists around the world. And whatever is posted, good science, normal, healthy, peer-reviewed, not just peer-reviewed, by, you know, your friend that is on the same page as you, but validity studies and reliability studies, et cetera, proper. These studies get posted on, whether it be the WHO, the World Health Organization, or on Google or Twitter or, you know, whatever kind of Facebook, whatever, and the next day they're all taken down, and this false news keeps getting promoted more and more and more. It is unreal. I have come to recognize that it's not just medicine that is so corrupt, but obviously all kinds of other things as well. So we now know we don't just have fake medicine. We have fake news, fake history, fake politics. Everything that we have come to believe is actually been scammed from so many different levels. So when we bring it back to COVID, there are numerous stories that people have been told way in advance that they were going to start with this COVID-19, then mandate the vaccination, then have the impact of 5G. Then this, of course, along with that are the surrounding lockdowns, the individual national bankruptcies, so that they could impose this great reset. and everyone would be compliant because everyone was so freaked out. And there's so many articles. I'll go to the end and give you a number of different sites that you can go to. I mean, there's just like, at this point, hundreds and hundreds of articles about the medical component of this. There is, if Nicole chooses to post this, I've given you an excellent article on the science behind 5G. Now, the vaccines for this, and do you know what COVID stands for? Certification of Vaccination Identification. That's what COVID actually stands. Didn't know that. Okay. 19, actually. People are really getting into the numerology and what have you because of the cult groups going around. But the 19 is AI, artificial intelligence. That's what they want to put into our system. Ooh, dear. So the vaccines are composed of components that have been researched for many years. Coronavirus SARS was actually patented back, I think it was 2003. Well, you're not supposed to patent anything that's natural. But I've explained before that these patents actually had components in them that prevented people from doing research on them, except for the upper elite, which it wasn't until around 2012 that the NIH, National Institute for Health, and the CDC, and I think there was another program involved, came to realize, well, hold on a minute. No matter how you look at this, this is illegal. We're not supposed to be doing this. And it was released from the patents, allowing further and further, broader and broader research, trying to find, supposedly, a virus that would affect seniors. Now, think about it. Gates and... We said we weren't going to talk about this, and here we are talking about it. Gates and Warren Buffett put in all that money before the virus was even known for the vaccination. All the different components of the vaccination, the hydrogel, the Lucifer aid, I just, unbelievable that they would even call it that, and the GMO RNA were all patented long beforehand. I mean, you can find these patents for crying out loud. This is public information. You just have to know where to look. Okay, so they also know that the vaccination actually doesn't protect you from the virus, from getting it or from making it less manageable. And if you go to the Moderna site now, notice that the last three letters are RNA. We've been saying that for the last year. They even say right on their website, unless it's been taken down, because I've been presenting this all over the place, they even say on their website that this vaccination operates like a Windows program that has a backdoor for further programming. And they've been telling you that you're going to be needing a vaccination annually. So they can go in the back door and alter this vaccination every year if they want. And they know it's going to impact on your DNA, your humanism. That's the basis of your humanism. Well, you could say your soul and your energy is, but from a physiological perspective, it's your DNA. So again, I've given one reference for that. There's tons of them, but it's the starting place for you. Then, of course, I'm always saying, look at the alternative news broadcast. They are keeping a count, unlike the regular news, of all the people dying from the vaccine. And some have even suggested, and I will admit I haven't looked researched the numbers, but I have read that the ratios of those being negatively impacted, including death from the vaccine, is higher than that from the virus. We already know the virus is no different than any other virus. The numbers of people dying annually is the same this year as it was last year, as the year before. And the stats are the same. If you look at the real numbers, the stats are the same. It's 92 to 98% of the fatalities are people over the age of 70 with at least two pre-existing conditions. None of these have changed. But the news that what's being broadcasted tells us entirely different stories. It scares the heck out of anybody unless you understand what's really going on. So the CDC, we've talked about that before, they said that they knew that the PCR testing was flawed but released it anyways. I've given you another reference for that. I've talked about the scientists around the world. I've given you a reference for that, this is not, there's nothing to support it. There's just so many good, healthy, responsible, moral, ethical scientists that are recognizing that this is nuts. Now, what I did want to go in, I questioned whether or not I should, but I did put it in, is people that are involved with the Fauci empire. Notice it is said empire. A claim to be worth trillions of dollars, has been involved in promoting false medical information for decades. One example I put on the paper here is that the HIV virus was to cause AIDS. There are four major conditions that will cause an autoimmune deficiency disorder, but not HIV. But he made millions of dollars on it. In addition, he apparently has 2,155 patents. I listened to the gentleman who's gone through all the patents, and he said, yeah, 2,155. And I think there's only 20 of them that are actually registered, so they don't pay taxes. Most bring in millions of dollars annually. A few bring in trillions of dollars. I put trillions. It's supposed to read billions. My apologies. I don't know if Nicole can correct that. And a few billions, not trillions. People from real science arenas have been saying that he too should be hung for crimes against humanity. And that has been stated since the 90s. And interestingly enough, I know of two of the people who have stated that died very mysteriously within a couple of weeks of making that public. Isn't that interesting? Now, if you want really good broadcasts on this, arguments, what have you, listen to some of the JFK Jr.'s broadcasts. You don't want to actually in a church. So it couldn't be taken down. It was wonderful the way they did it. But he has done so many broadcasts. He has fought for humanity in so many ways. He does a great job. So go listen to any of his. He does a phenomenal job of exposing all this nonsense. And again, other people that tried to expose it, if you didn't die, you lost your job, you lost your career, what have you. However, today, more and more, it's like every day, more and more is coming to the surface, more and more is being revealed. And of course, a tremendous amount of that is on alternative news, not on your regular news, naturally. So when you say it sounds like you are, when you say something feels off, there is a whole lot that's off on a whole lot of levels. It is amazing. They did say, people have been saying now for quite some time, that Trump did a phenomenal job of provoking the Great Awakening. Now, a lot of people don't like Trump because of his personality, which is fine. I used to say, always say, he was a loose cannon with a big mouth. But when I've gone through the actual research, I was never politically inclined until this past year. But going through all the actual research, seeing what actually he's done, seeing what the White House actually presented back in January, 34 pages of his accomplishments, more than any other president, no matter what length of time they were in, nominated for 3 Nobel Peace Prizes. He has done a phenomenal amount of work, guys. And he has provoked this great awakening, not just in the U.S., but around the world. And in fact, many in our alternative news will tell you that people around the world are more aware of what's going on in the U.S. than the people in the U.S. Now, I can't argue that one way or the other, but that is certainly what is being said, and that Trump is allowing this pantomime, as Charlie Ward would put it, to continue simply to help reveal and to help the Democrats who followed Biden understand what was really going on so that they can then, with as little collateral damage as possible, make the transition that's necessary to make. I'm hoping that's the case. Is it a conspiracy theory? It is a theory until it's actually happened. So I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that it does. And of course, when it comes out, not just the political crime, the financial crime, the satanic crime, the child abuse crime, all the other stuff is supposedly going to come out, which I just really, really hope it does. They will also be bringing out all the COVID and medical crime that's been going on around the world. So I'm just keeping my fingers crossed. In the meantime, I've written down a number of different platforms and sites you can go to, from Rumble to DuckDuckGo, BitChute, Be Noisy, 5 Beta Iota, American Media, Periscope. There's just a whole ton of them. And once you get going, you'll just get more and more and more and more. Now, one thing I did read was that Zuckerberg with Google and whatever else normally brings in $192 billion a year. When they started shutting down Trump and all the other sites, over 80,000 sites that they took down in 1 week after Antifa did the orchestration on the White House, the Senate, and the Congress back on January 6th. Not the Patriots. It was, in fact, alternative news says it was Soros' son who organized it, and that Pelosi and McConnell and Schumer all knew about it. It was all reorganized in advance. But they didn't realize, supposedly, according to alternative news, is that when there were some people that went in with them and collected all the laptops that were open and active. Some people also say there is Marines waiting for them down in the tunnels. And there's just so many stories. Who the heck knows? I am not a journal investigator. I was not there at the, quote, scene of the crime, relaying some of the information that's being presented on alternative sites. So it's not just about the coronavirus and the vaccination and the PCR testing, but, of course, all this other political stuff. As I said, once you get started in it, it just keeps going deeper and deeper and deeper and further and further. So I leave that up to you. I always encourage everybody, don't just take my word for it, whatever, you know, medical or whatever it happens to be. Do your research. Figure out what sits well with you. No matter what the issue is, you can always find alternative stories that justify or provide evidence or whatever. So you need to do your own research. Don't rely on other people. Do your own research. And whatever feels right for you, go with that. Okay? All right. So I've just given you a bunch of starting places that you might want to look. Okay, let's move on. We got Ray in California. I have not changed my eating since going into this COVID lockdown phase, but I've gained a large amount of weight in the past 30 days. I'm not as active, but wondering if it might also be hormones. Bottom line, what to do if this goes on for months, my health is going to be in peril. I don't have any notes for that. That's interesting. Okay, what I can tell you is that, yes, that is understandable. Our adrenals, our fight, flight, stress reaction system, will shut down a lot of digestive processes in order to get your blood flow and energy out to the periphery of the body so that if you're in danger, you can run from the bear or whatever it happens to be. But when we're in prolonged adrenal, hyperadrenal activity because of stress and worry and, of course, finances and social isolation and masks and lockdowns and all the rest of this nonsense, the adrenals continue to react and react and react. And that cortisol interferes with body digestive systems and what have you. It interferes with the thyroid and the conversion of T4 to T3, which are your thyroid hormones. And that all works against you in terms of weight. So the best thing to do is get exercising. Make sure you're eating healthy. Do meditation and whatever other stress management skills you can. Understand that there is a process going on. Be aware of the process, but rise above it and use your mind to create what you want the world to look like in the future. That calms the mind. It allows the mind to function. Of course, meditation, any form of meditation. I used to teach a different form every Friday night. But any type of meditation helps to calm the mind, calm the body, allow the body to do what it needs to do for a healthy process. So, additionally, make your own food, grow your own, you know, use your energy to work in the garden and to get those electromagnetic waves out of the earth that we're supposed to have. But that's healthy. Do that. And yes, in a lot of places, the lockdowns are preventing social interaction, and we don't get the same interaction that we get when we are working on cell phones and Zooms and Skype and what have you. But even if you're not getting the full impact of a healthy social interaction, at least you're getting social interaction. So make sure you use those well. Okay, now let's go on to Randall in the UK. I was wondering, what Dr. Holly's opinion is of supplementation with HGH for more optimal health and aging. Well, for those who don't know, capital HGH stands for human growth hormone. People often see the small HGH, which stands for hormone cortisol and growth hormone. Now, it is a peptide hormone produced by the pituitary gland that stimulates growth. So we make a lot of it when we're young. But once the body stops growing up, your height stabilizes, then the pituitary slows its production. Now, increased amounts, which are usually due to pituitary disease, can end up with an increased amount of body fat, and it will also decrease your muscle mass and bone density. But having said that, many studies have shown that either too much or too little will actually end up causing the same problems. Now, long-term results of using it as a supplement show that there is a decrease in fat and consequently weight loss and an increase in body mass, but no change in bone density, so it shouldn't be used for that. Now, there are side effects to taking it as a supplement. They include swelling, joint pain, carpal tunnel, insulin resistance, which, of course, can lead into diabetes. So do I like it for any reason? No, I don't. Unless you have a specific issue, like you're not producing enough of it for a given reason, then I might supplement. But to be honest, I've only ever given it to two people. I don't like it. What I do is try to understand why there's either an increase or a decrease and help the body regenerate its natural healing processes so that the body regulates how much is there. Okay. Nicole just sent me some more questions, so we might be able to get to them. Sandy in Arizona, do you have anything? Now, actually, going back to Randall, I'll say that for anything. I don't like giving the body the end result of, you know, any kind of supplementation, even glasses. Don't wear glasses. What I want people to do is to identify what the underlying issue is that's causing the problem and resolve the underlying issue. Otherwise, your body gets dependent on those supplements or glasses or whatever it happens to be and can't do it. You know, the body is very, very efficient in that way. It's not going to produce something that you're already taking care of externally. So we always want to look at what is the underlying issue, how can we resolve the issue, so that we're ending up using simply food that we're growing in our own gardens. Not to push the point. Okay, Sandy in Arizona, do you have any suggestions for those of us who are energy sensitive to be not overwhelmed with all the darkness, change, and negativity around us in our world and on the media these days? Well, number one, turn off the negative media. Turn off the fake media. We don't even watch news on TV. Actually, once in a while, I go on to Fox just to see where Fox is currently because they seem to go back and forth and all over the place. But we won't listen to any of the other because you know it's crap. You know it's false. You know it's fake. You know it's misguided. They're not giving right numbers. They're not giving healthy information. It's distorted and manipulated. So number one is get rid of it. That's easy. Go on to the alternative news. And look for alternative news, in my mind, look for alternative news that always ends in an upsurge, in a positive. You want to listen to people that will give you the information of what they think is going on, or, you know, if they want to give predictions or suppositions or, you know, theories or what have you. But that you always want to listen to people who are willing to pull it into a positive at the end of the day. We think this might be going on. We think we might be ready for this. We think this might happen at a given time frame, what have you. But we want you to be positive. And again, the more remember, every thought pattern you have is an energy pattern. It's not only affecting your mind, your body, your energy field, and those around you. So always come into the positive. Come into the love and the graciousness. Come into the patience and understanding. Be thinking about how you want our world to evolve into. I'm always, no matter what it is, even the 5G, I think, you know, there could be a positive to this. As much as we understand that 5G can be so detrimental to the body, what if it's opening up portals or channels for ascension? Tom was really, really into all the ascension stuff. In fact, I'd never even heard about it before. I met Tom, and he was always bringing me all this stuff, and I got into it as well. This sounds awesome. I love it because it's positive and it's helping us move forward. So if we can turn everything into, can that help us with ascension? Can that help us to be healthier human beings? Can that help us create a worldwide energy that is looking forward to creating a world that is what the Beatles used to say, that peaceful, I can't think of which song that was right now, but I'm sure you remember. It's going to bug me now what song that was. We want a peaceful, cooperative, harmonistic world that knows how to work together cooperatively. We know the whole Darwin theory about survival of the fittest actually isn't accurate. The greater the survival is, the greater it is correlated with the greater cooperativeness. So let's work cooperatively. What you do individually to answer Sandy's question is when you're doing your breathing exercises or your meditation, make sure that you're looking at your auric field, your energy field, that there's no holes in that field, that you're getting rid of the static energy in that field, allowing that energetic field to be whole, to not to be stuck, not to have bunches of energy that are conglomerated and stuck, but they're all moving at a good, healthy pace. Your energy is always moving. You don't want to be stuck and stagnant like a stagnant pond, and you don't want to be going too fast. You want a good, healthy flow. So when you breathe in and breathe out, visualize the holes being healed, visualize the energy running smooth, visualize it being harmonious, and opening up to higher, if you want, energies or realms or whatever you believe in that are also harmonious and loving and for your better good and reaching your greater potential. So in my mind, that's what we need to do. Now, you may not agree with it. I see energy. So when I see someone, I can see the energy around them and I can see what's happening. And when you have somebody whose energy is flowing healthy, when there's no holes, I don't see color, but I do see holes. I see when energy's stuck, and I do see it when it's very staticky. And when that all is eliminated, that person is happy, that person is healthy, that person's body is functioning really, really well. So I go with what I can see. I appreciate that most of you don't see that. I don't know why I have the gift for seeing that, but that is definitely what I work with. The other thing is to stay connected. Even if you're in an area that's preventing social interaction, physically, where you know that energy interacts with one another, we support one another with our positive energies. Get on Zoom and the cell phone and what have you, whatever, and connect verbally. Now, you're not going to get the energy component, but a lot of people really thrive when they're interacting with other people, even just on that verbal level. Okay, so the other thing is you want a healthy diet, you want a healthy mindset, you want a healthy activity, keep moving, stretching, yoga. You know, if you can go out for walking or bike riding or hiking, whatever you can do, embrace it. And then, of course, meditating helps the mind to calm down and to use those energies wisely. Okay, haven't got anything. You've probably heard all that before, so in essence, no, nothing new, but really emphasize that we can take care of our health. And we can take care of our mind. That your mind is yours. It's your emotions, your thoughts, your feelings. You take control of them. You be in charge of them. You take responsibility. And the more you do that, the more empowered you become, and the more effective you become. Okay, let's move on. We got Wendy in Toronto. In the past 2 weeks, I've noticed that when I wake up and move my fingers and hands, that all the joints have pain. It works out in a few minutes, but what is that, and is anything to be concerned about? Well, it could be a number of different things, but certainly the most common. So recognize that I don't have any instrumentation. I don't have any way to diagnose or do anything. I wouldn't be allowed to do that anyways online in this nature. But there is a common issue that causes that. And one simple resolution you might want to try, if it works, that's great. If it doesn't, then you need to go get additional advice. But take some cayenne pepper, organic cayenne pepper, mix it in with either coconut oil or avocado oil, and rub that into your hands. Now, your skin is in most places 7 layers thick, and it's between the 3rd and the 4th layer that you have all your vascular system. So So that cayenne pepper goes into the vascular system. It is known to strengthen the membrane, what's called a membrane integrity of your arteries and your veins. It helps to regulate blood flow. It helps to do all kinds of things that are really, really healthy and beneficial to your vascular system. Okay? Now, if you're taking blood thinners, don't do that. I'd rather do that than the blood thinners, but that's a choice you make. But the really, 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 really important component of that is you need to wash it off within 20 minutes. Okay? If you leave it on, you know, for some people it's 30 minutes, but I will say the cutoff is 20 minutes. If you leave it on longer than that, then in an hour or two, your hands will start to burn and you won't be able to do anything until it burns itself out. And that may take quite a while. Okay? So really, really, really make sure that you wash it off in 20 minutes. Now, I get people to do that every other day. Sometimes I'll get people to do it every day for 4 days and then every other day. It depends on what's going on in their system. But it helps to increase the blood flow. And usually when you get cold hands and cold feet, it's because your blood flow is not effective, okay, in that peripheral part of the body. So, but you have to make sure that you're washing it off. Now, another thing, if it's to do with your blood being too thick or clotting too much, et cetera, poor membrane integrity, et cetera, another thing that you can do is take garlic, smash it and swallow it and chew it. If you do, you won't have any friends or a bed partner, which may not be a big deal in this long time arena, but we don't want to do that anyways. When you smell garlic in the air, the compound that you smell in the air is what you actually want in your blood. So take a wide knife over a clove, garlic clove, and then a little hammer and smash it, scoop it up and swallow it. That way you get what you need in your blood. And that's also very, very good and healthy. Okay. All right. Let's move on to Teresa in Australia. What is Dr. Holly's opinion on the aftershocks of COVID? Well, we've done several programs on it. I think it's enough. It's been proven repeatedly to be of no value whatsoever. And I'll just give you a brief summary here. The PCR testing itself is meant for laboratory research, not for diagnosis. The CT or the cycles that they use are at 35 cycles and higher. They should be 17 and lower. It can't differentiate between live and dead RNA strands, 90% false positive. I love that it came out in China. They tested it on four different types of ice cream and the ice cream all tested positive. I had to laugh at that one. There's all kinds of other issues, but that's a basic summary. And I think two weeks ago, we did a much more in-depth understanding of it. But I've done several of them, so you can go back to any of those. But that's a brief summary. It's just absolutely nuts. Totally ineffective, totally inappropriate. And I had to laugh when we came back from Mexico, being down there for a month all of a sudden, a few days before we came back. They decided that we had to have PCR testing to get on the plane to come home. Well, I didn't want to have that and tried to get home earlier, but we couldn't, so we did. My father, 90 years old, obviously over the age of 70, and he eats a lot of sugar in Mexico. Between drinking his wine, a couple glasses every night for dinner and all the different breads and pastas and whatever, and desserts he's eating, his sugar level, you can tell just by the way he's operating, is, you know, we have to go home and get back on a healthy diet kind of thing. But he tested negative, right? I have a friend who has an employee who is a couple years older than me, so he's in his late 60s, a few years older, has a really bad liver, is a long-term alcoholic, is diabetic, has high blood pressure and cholesterol, and he tested negative. And he had all the symptoms. Yeah, right. It was the flu. So, no, I have no faith in it whatsoever. It's being used and abused. 50% of the tests that they sent out even had the wrong RNA in it. They say that a lot of the RNA was actually taken out of a gene bank for many of the different types of PCR testing. It's just like, no, it's just not. But I was going to finish my story. We had to take PCR testing to come home. We still had to do 14 days of quarantine. We still had to phone into the government every day to say that we didn't have any symptoms. Well, if you believe that the PCR testing was of any value, then why are we doing the quarantine and phoning in every day? Like, nothing is adding up. Okay, let's move on. I've had enough of that. Danny in the UK. These lockdowns are taking a toll on myself. And most people I know, yes, you're entirely right. Trying to stay motivated and engaged, find ways to be physically sedentary, not to be physically sedentary, is becoming more and more challenging. Do you have any suggestions from a medical perspective as to why this feels so vast and what we can do to overcome it? I agree. It is vast. And it's actually being called by many people for many months now a plandemic, not a pandemic. It was planned. I mean, the reef was all planned. And like we've said before, the same number of people died annually that normally die, physicians and hospitals. Actually, I have seen accounts, interviews with people that know, now I think it's California, Texas, and Arizona, if I remember correctly, where the government's contracted police cars and fire trucks and ambulances, I believe, to bring people in from Mexico with COVID to fill up the hospital so that they could show that there was spiking in the U.S. You've got to be kidding. Now, I wasn't there. I didn't see the contract, but I heard these people interviewed. And it's like, holy cow, that sounds, yeah, that's part of the plan. Okay, so physicians and hospitals are putting COVID on their diagnosis sheets, admitting sheets, as well as the death certificates. Now, there's a huge difference between dying with COVID, which virtually all of us, I mean, 90% of us could be dying with COVID, no matter what we die from, versus dying from COVID. A significant difference. And I don't know if you remember the CDC put out back in September, I think I've already said this, that less than 6% of the population that died with COVID actually died from COVID. There is a massive, but again, words are used to manipulate and to scare and to control. It's been recognized around the world that the numbers are being hugely, horribly mismanaged in an attempt to cause a panic when there isn't any reason for it. And I'll give you another article there as well. So hopefully that gives you some information to work with. Go from there. Stacy in New York, I'm concerned about the vitamin D deficiency and would like to know what you recommend for that. But we've got vitamin D deficiencies around the world because people use all those different types of sunscreens. Now, where you use the most sunscreens is where you have the most cancers. Isn't that interesting? You need the UVB rays to allow your skin to make vitamin D3, which is actually a hormone, not a vitamin. When you make it in your skin, you actually, as a byproduct, make anti-carcinogen compounds. You want that. So, you know, get out. You don't have to be in the hot sun, and certainly don't get a burn when you start turning red. It's time to get out of the sun. Listen to your body. Your body is very wise. But if you need to take it as supplement, say through the winter months, or, you know, if you have a lot of overcast or whatever the case may be, make sure that you're working the supplements right. So if you're taking over 1,000 mcgs, you should always make sure that you're taking K2 with it. Otherwise, it ends up depleting your K2. Now, D2 is also often a synthetic. So in Canada, where your nutritionals are not regulated, and we don't want them regulated because that means pharmaceuticals step in and they'll screw everything up, but you can also find that many of the products that claim to have 1,000 mcgs of D3 actually have between 60 and 70% of the synthetic D2. Well, you don't want that. You want really, really good nutrients and healthy protocols. And I just got something from, 5 minutes left. Okay. Thanks, Nicole. But I've given you a list here that D2 is found in egg yolks, soft cheeses, a variety of mushrooms, and of course you have all kinds of food that is supplemented or fortified with D3, which usually is actually D2. D3 also is found in salmon and mussels and swordfish, sardines, trout, tuna, cod liver oil, and I can understand you can gag at that one. Try the capsules, they work. Whole milk and pork ribs. Isn't that fantastic? I think, based on what Nicole is sending, we should stop it right there. We're almost at the hour, so hopefully that answered some of the questions, brought some of us up to date. We'll save the next set of questions for next week. I am Dr. Holly with Choices Unlimited for Health and Wellness. That's the name of my company. The name of the program is Integrative Whole Health. You can go to my website, choicesunlimited.ca, for articles, for other sites. I've got books, tons of books. There's over 30 books written. You can get those off my website, drhollybooks.com. You can get to that from choicesunlimited.ca. You can get contact information. There's a variety of YouTubes I've got. I think there's 42 different YouTubes. There's a variety of YouTubes on depression, etc. There is a ton of information. You can download the books. They're really, really cheap to download. Take the information. Utilize it wisely. And remember, stay positive, stay supportive, stay uplifting. Engage in fun stuff. One of the things that you can do in your household is dance. Dance and celebrate life, celebrate your family, have fun. Laughter is a great medicine. Make sure you use laughter as a medicine as well. Having said all that, make it a great week. Choose to make it a great week. And we'll talk with you next week. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.